what happens when the strongest feelings in a culture become its highest authority. Here's how the modern view of orientation evolved. You remove divine authority from the worldview, and desire will naturally take the throne. Once God is pushed aside, people are left with only one compass, their feelings. And the strongest feelings most often? Well, they're sexual ones. So orientation becomes identity. Desire becomes destiny. And sexuality becomes the core of selfhood. But the scriptures paint a sobering picture. The heart is deceitful. Desires are corrupted. Patterns of the flesh wage war against the soul. We don't find ourselves by looking inward. We actually lose ourselves by doing that. True life is found in Christ, who gives new birth, new desires, new power, new identity. So the gospel does not validate the old desires. The gospel crucifies them. And it doesn't do this harshly, but mercifully. Because desires that rule us will destroy us. But desires surrendered to Christ will be redeemed by Him. Identity is not defined by what tempts us. It's defined by who saves us. So pray this with me today. Jesus, free me from the lie that desires define me, and help me place all of my identity in You and in You alone. Here are two people that you can pray for today as well. The Wagners, our Creative Access missionaries in Asia, and also the Barbague Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.